watching Shepherd Paddock. We are here for the debate. It's a very special debate because it's the decade in review. I'm joined by Jay from Full Time Devils. How are you?
Good, mate. We'll see you again.
Good. And Stephen from, you know, all over the place, aren't you, really? Stephen Hassan, Full Time Devils.
Place. Thank you.
Shepherd Paddock. We are talking player of the decade. So it's not just this season, Steve. I know, you know, we're looking right the way back 2010, 11, 12, 13, etc.
Right, okay.
You know how numbers work. They go right from the bottom all the way to as far as you want to go.
Okay.
Can I be that guy?
Okay. Go on.
Or straight away. So it's 2009 to 10 is the first one.
Yes.
Yes. Right, if there was a zero
from
at
January,
the end of it,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
If the third number was a no, forget it.
Right. Okay. No, it's all right. 2009, 2010.
To now.
To right now.
To right now.
Right now.
Right. Do you want to go first, Stephen? I'll give you the honors.
Brandon Williams.
Has played 8 games.
10, thank you.
10 games, sorry, my mistake. 1 game for each year.
Are you still on this bandwagon?
No.
You're so late to the party.
On it. Right. Driving it.
May I suggest someone? I'll suggest someone, and you two can discuss what you think. If this is the attitude you're going to be bringing
Are you actually thinking that's not a serious...
I don't believe you think Brandon Williams has been our best player of the last decade.
Okay.
Well, let me make a suggestion. Wayne Rooney.
Oh, do you know what? I knew you were going to say that because that was mine.
Was it? Was that yours? Well, go on then, defend him.
Because I think if we're being honest, and it is from 2009, 2010 to present day,
yeah,
then Wayne Rooney has been our best player over that period. Now, before that period, you could argue, well, I think you would have to say it was Ronaldo, even though it was only sort of three years he really was Ronaldo.
It was Dave before that.
Dave before that. You could argue maybe... Excuse me. Defensively, you could throw some names in there. Paddy, Vidic, Rio, all those, I'd say Rio. But for this period, I think all those defenders were coming towards the end of their careers, as everyone in this bracket was. But I think Rooney did enough during those first of this decade, the first 6 years of this decade. Six,
I don't
seven
think
years.
He had six consistent.
No, what I don't. No, you're right.
He got 30 goals in that nine,
I think,
10 season.
The 10 season he had 30. Oh, did 12. He have it in 12 as well?
Yeah. I think, he had two seasons where he shone. Admittedly, when Fergie left, yes, there was a decline. But even during his declining years, he still offered us something. Still hit double figures. Mm. Still scored some massively important goals. Mm. And don't forget, during... I know we're going to get onto goals in another video and things like that. But during the last 10 years, he scored that derby goal.
Yeah.
He scored in the Champions League final, I think, in 11. I didn't, you know, it wasn't a great game for United. I don't think
it was a great goal, too.
Yeah, it was a great goal. So he stepped up during this period. And despite his decline,
and
still offered a lot.
The leading scorer at the club.
Leading
scorer at the club. But you could, you know, like you said, we saw his decline in that time as well. We saw him go from being one of the best players in Europe to not getting in the United side under Van Gaal, and then obviously left at the end of that. Do you think that this time, obviously he's not been at the club as well for, 3 years now?
Did he leave?
2016,
this is really
17.
Bad, but did he leave after the Europa? Because he won the Europa, didn't he? He definitely won the Europa because he literally won, him and Carrick won every trophy I think you can win as a club footballer.
I don't remember him being part of that Europa squad.
I'm pretty sure he
didn't play in the final, did he?
I don't think he played in the final, but I think he was part of the
was in the
squad.
Team.
Yeah.
So he's not been here for the whole decade.
Yeah.
We've seen
Pull it up, mate.
Certainly his worst time at United has been in this decade. Yeah. I know it's obviously the worst time in an incredible career. But the last few years, you know, they weren't as good as any other time.
No.
Do you think that even though he hasn't been here, we've seen the worst of him, almost, you know, again, harsh to say, do you think that still puts him ahead of, you know, other people that have been here longer maybe, or do you think people who shone maybe slightly brighter, someone like Van Persie, for instance?
I'm glad you brought up Van Persie because that's a great example of how, this sounds really weird because you've got a player in Rooney who's broke all these records, who scored loads of goals, who won practically every trophy you can win, if not literally every trophy you can win. But in some ways, he's underrated. In some ways, he gets a lot of criticism. I've heard people say about Wayne Rooney, he never lived up to his potential.
Yeah.
He could have been...
It's because we thought he was going to be the greatest player ever.
He wasn't quite the greatest player ever.
He was below
Ronaldo and Messi.
It might be most like well-rounded players ever.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you're going back to your Van Persie point. Van Persie had one great season.
Yeah.
Says he left in 2017.
I'm sure he got...
And we won the cup in 2017.
Scroll down some comments, mate.
Just see if he won that Europa League. So you're talking about Van Persie then?
Van Persie in that purple patch of a season he had. People often forget, forgive me if I'm wrong about the months, but I think around January or February, Van Persie went off the boil in terms of scoring goals.
What, 8 to 10 games? Was it
something like 10 games, yeah. And
Rooney still was.
Yeah, he was still. I'm saying him not before anyone going. Yeah. Then Pearson was still in. I'm not saying he didn't have a good, didn't play well. He just stopped scoring. Rooney picks up the slack. Mm. So even when Rooney, even though he wasn't as consistent that season and banging in loads of goals, when we needed him to, he stepped up. And also, he was quite happy, Wayne Rooney, to be the second striker to Van Persie, to Berbatov,
yeah,
to Tevez and Rooney.
He would play out on the left.
Yeah, he'd play out on the left.
Number 10. He'd play eight.
If you remove the personal connection, because I think that's where Rooney falls down from being like an all-time United great legend, is the connection was never there.
Do you think that Rooney isn't an all-time United legend?
I think it's question marks.
Really?
I really do, yeah. Because I think that you can come in and be like Evra and hear so much time less and have a connection. Or you can be like Solskjaer and come in so little time less and create a connection. Never felt that connection with Wayne Rooney. And it's not because he's a Scouser. It's nothing to do with that. It's the guy. You could see the difference in... He was an Everton fan playing for United as a job. And he played like that, I think, at times. And he acted like that at times. You could see, like...
Could you really say that, Rusty? Because I think there was always one thing I would say about Rooney is, even when he was garbage...
Garbage
is a strong word.
He didn't play like it. He played... He was fully committed.
Yeah.
But his attitude to it...
Yeah. Right, I get
you. Could see as soon as he went back to Everton, he was on social media like, Everton... And we didn't get that at United.
And,
I think that personal connection...
Because in terms of effort on the pitch...
The
guy nearly chopped his leg off going in for a tackle.
The whole point I was trying to make here is, I'm trying to say, if we ignore what you think of... Because Van Persie, you have memories attached to him, which is winning the league partially because of him, very much because of him.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney, if you ignore the emotional connection or lack of emotional connection and just try and be objective about what he was as a footballer, even off the boil, I mean, even the Wayne Rooney that left us, the 2017 version of Wayne Rooney, probably fucking starts week in, week out in this team.
Yeah,
I think.
Play him at 10.
Yeah, probably, yeah. And probably is way more productive than Mata because he wasn't as slow as Mata by that time. He's probably more productive than Jesse Lingard. Like, who
Pereira
would be better than him?
More than productive than Pereira.
Decision-making was one of Rooney's best things. He actually grew into that.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to be objective, I think it's difficult to look past how good he was. And that was a guy that played in so many different positions, possibly to his own detriment. Mm. I don't know what his best position was.
No, I mean, it's a good point because automatically you think striker, but then you think, well, hang on, did he? Was he a striker most of the time? He was playing deep. He was
striker
like
with a partner, with a poacher.
Yeah, he was playing out wide sometimes, and he never moaned. He never, regardless of what went on off the pitch, he got on with it on the pitch, and he was never. You never got the impression Wayne Rooney, there's someone who's not giving his all.
So when you're talking about player of the decade, then do you think it's fair to separate what's off the pitch and what's on the pitch? Because it's some, you know, it's not just who's been the best, it's the player of the decade, the man themselves. Are they trying to get a move to Chelsea? Are they trying to get a move to City?
He did that in this decade.
Exactly. So, we'll move on to someone else now. I think when we've put this on social media, of course, we want to see everyone's opinions on social media and in the comments as well. But someone that has always stood out and has always been actually top of these polls that we've done is David De Gea, someone who's been here the whole time, has been consistently one of the best players in their position in the world.
Tried something to leave Rooney, about three times.
Something Rooney wasn't in 14, 15, 16.
This is the thing, it's like with Rooney, and I don't think he ever fully recovered in a lot of fans' eyes with the whole FTSE with City thing, when there was talk of him going to City and like it looked like that really could happen at a time when City were beginning their ascendancy, and a lot of fans just never forgave him for that. And even now, I think that in terms of legendary status has damaged him irrevocably. But I think that other players have got away with that. Other players, like Vidic, left in our dark days when we could have done with him. And no one criticises Vidic for that. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, he had enough. Moyes was an idiot. Yeah. Well, we could have done with Nemanja Vidic. We needed him. And he said, nah, I'm off. And if you look at what Rooney said as well when he didn't sign his new deal, he said, the club aren't ambitious enough in the transfer market. Eric Cantona retired on the back of that. Mm. He said the club's ambitions aren't good enough.
When it thought he was trying to sign Davosuka and didn't, and he was like,
yeah,
he was 30.
But it was like
it was 30 or 31.
I know. I'm not saying. Look, Roy Keane wanted better deal. I'm not. And yeah. Before everyone jumps on me and going, comparing him to Roy Keane. I'm not. I'm just saying there's been similarities where we've forgiven those players and we've not judged them and we've thought we get it, we understand it. Roy Keane, you are worth that money. Eric, you've had enough now. It's time.
Rio Ferdinand got so much stick about 2004 when he wanted a new deal.
Yeah.
Then he got the ban for not turning up for a drug test and people lost their shit. But I think overall, you'd have to say Rio Ferdinand was so fucking good for us.
Yeah. And it's like Rooney, over an extended period of time, for many, many years, was ace for us, scored loads of goals, won loads of trophies, yet there's still that being bit of a thing with him where, he did
something. What about getting back to De Gea then?
Sorry.
If we're looking at, like I said, how highly rated he has been amongst his peers.
Well, he's won the most player of the year.
The best goalkeeper. Four player of the year awards, is it?
I think so.
Like, four out of five, I think.
Three on a bounce and then one in between.
More than
Herrera.
Any other player of the year awards for United, has been arguably the best goalkeeper in the world for maybe six of those 10 years. Certainly four or five. And has been there the whole time. I think he signed in 2011, was it he signed?
Yeah, he did.
So he's been there longer than Rooney. He's won more accolades with the club. He's arguably in highest status amongst other goalkeepers. How could you rate him lower than Rooney?
Well, go on, Sterling, I'll let you.
Is there a thing about not wanting it to be your goalkeeper because that means you're shit? Yeah.
That was like Jose, wasn't it? When he created an award to give to Scott McTominay because he's just sick of seeing a goalkeeper win and he thought it was a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
There is an element of that. As well, with De Gea, I think part of the problem that...
Is
De Gea
it recency bias?
I think there's it's sort of like in reverse. With Rooney, for part of this period, he was in a very, very good United team that was full of world-class players.
Yeah.
Rio, Evra, Berbatov.
We've got
Rip
two
Van
bits
Persie.
Of a decade here, haven't we? We've got a decade with the greatest manager ever where we won stuff, and then this bit.
But that's the thing, though. That has taken up a majority of the time of this decade.
Well, this is the thing, David De Gea has shone in a team that hasn't been great, whereas Rooney played part in a team that wasn't great, but his best years were in a team that was great, and he's still shone in it.
So yeah, but he's shone under Moyes. I don't think he did under Louis van Gaal, but he did shone under Moyes. That first season of Moyes, when he had that bra on his head.
He was so good.
He was
injured
great,
Rooney and hurt Rooney was always the best. When he got knocked out, when he got that that bra on his head, when he all that stuff, when he had his
where does Michael Carrick come in this?
Honourable mention very section, good. Which we're just about to enter now. Honourable mentions, Michael Carrick, Robin van Persie, Marcus Rashford. Any mention for any of them?
The thing with Carrick is, it was just sometimes when he just didn't quite step up at times when you needed him to.
Mm.
Very, very few and far between these times. And I mean, like, you could probably name them one hand. But there were certain big games where we could have really done with Michael Carrick to be a little bit better than he was.
Yeah.
And he just didn't. I don't know whether he didn't have that extra level to go to be up there with the likes of Roy Keane and Brian Robson, which is obviously stratospheric.
Yeah.
Or if it just the occasion or whatever, there was one or two, like, title deciding games or finals where Carrick was almost a bit... meh.
If you look at his career and the trajectory United were on when they signed him, Mourinho had come in, sort of taken over, dominated the league for a couple of seasons, and then we signed Carrick from Tottenham for, 16 million?
Do you remember the fume?
And then he was...
Given the number 16, people lost
it. Yeah, he was the linchpin in that field, United's most successful period ever.
Yeah.
That 2008 to 2012, which was... What was it?
Built on Carrick.
We only dropped two league titles. One was on goal difference, one was by 1 point.
Yeah.
And he was the rock in that midfield for that whole time.
Even then, and I will get pelters for this on social media, but I don't care. It's my opinion. 2007, 2008, Owen Hargreaves was our best midfielder. He was. Right, I'm sorry, if you watched those games, he was.
I think he caught the eye, but Michael Carrick's calm and influence and ability to pass through
and
into that
for some of those
line.
Scenes you mentioned, I'd still say Scholes he was.
Mm.
I would. And it's like, yes, Michael Carrick was excellent, and yes, he's one of the best midfielders United have ever had.
Yeah.
But is he for
he
me?
He didn't hit the heights that
really. No, just, there's just, and I'm being very, very critical because we're asking for a player of the decade. If you were saying to me, just talk about Michael Carrick, I could spend 2 hours telling you how wonderful he is.
But we need to compare.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to, it's the bar is raised that high that we're saying, is he the best player Manchester United have had for the last 10 years? And my answer would be, just because I am being so harsh and sort of over the critical, those slight moments where it was like, again, this, against the Barca's when someone you needed a midfielder to just step up because we were getting
to dominate again.
Yeah, and he couldn't quite do that. And that, he couldn't handle the midfield of Xavi and Iniesta.
Yeah.
It hardly makes you crap,
But if you're putting him in these...
Yeah, it's just where you think, oh, if he could have just had that little bit more to give us, then he would be, we'd be talking about Keno, right. Carrick and Robbo.
Steve, player of the decade?
It's very tough to split Rooney and De Gea, I think. De Gea's got the individual accolades. Mm-hmm. But he's... I think the recency bias that I think all of us have probably got is De Gea's probably been shit for a year. I don't know if Rooney was shit for a year in any time at United.
This is the thing with Rooney. He had spells where, you know, he went off the boil. But again, you know, everyone lost their mind with it. Like, you know, he'd have three bad games and it'd be like, he's got to go. I remember when he got suspended, he got sent off against West Ham. And Mata came in for him. Mm. Mata came in. It was like, great, we're going to have Mata in the number 10 now. And you can see what a real number 10 is.
Couldn't do it.
Mata did nothing for three games. Like, literally, I don't think he got any...
Get Rooney back in.
Yeah, and it was. Rooney came back and it was like, oh, God, thank God, Rooney's back. So it was just that madness that you used to have with Rooney.
I think it's got to be Rooney.
Rooney?
Yeah.
Rooney?
Yeah, it'd be mad.
We're going with Wayne Rooney for our player of the decade. Let us know your player of the decade in the comments.
Bob Brandon.
And this is going to be a little series as well we're doing, so be sure to check out the next video as well. Thanks for joining me.
I've enjoyed that.
We'll see you next time.